Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment in Caring for the Ill. Just to pick up where we left off from yesterday, we were talking about explicitly asking a non-Jewish nurse to do things for the sake of the chole in the hospital on Shabbos. A question that people frequently ask me is, how do I know if the medical health professional or aide is Jewish or not? It is extremely reasonable to just rely on the odds that the vast majority of employees in the hospital at a given moment are not Jewish. I don't think you have to start asking for their lineage or anything like that. But like I said, in all seriousness, if the person introduces themselves with a very Jewish name or makes some comment that would seem to indicate they're Jewish, there are complications with having them do melacha for you on Shabbos. Of course, if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, of life and death, that's a whole different discussion. But we're talking about, thank God, the ill person is recovering from something or in a relatively stable state and they just are still on the mend. There would be issues if, let's say, the nurse was a Jew in having her do melacha for you on Shabbos. Now, there's another issue which comes up in the hospital on Shabbos, which is also covered by halacha, which is that if a Jew wants to do a normally restricted act on Shabbos, and it's something rabbinically prohibited, not Torah prohibited, but rabbinically prohibited, and they do it with a shinui, they do it with some difference in how it's normally done, then for the sake of a chole, of a person who really is ill in the manner which we described before, it would also be permissible on Shabbos. A very common application of this is many times when people are recovering from surgeries, they have some type of extreme pain and they're still on pain medication. And forgive me for not using the correct terminology, but there's some hookup that whenever they're in pain, they can just press a button and that sends more pain medication into their system. So if a person is going to call a nurse every time they need that medication administered, it's going to be a long wait. It's going to be hard to even get the nurse's attention. So this would seem to be an example. Presumably, if a person is in so much pain that they need such a hookup in the first place, they clearly are a chole. Presumably, whatever malacha is being done through that system is probably rabbinically prohibited. It would seem to be reasonable to press the button that administers the medication in an abnormal way, maybe to press it with one's elbow as opposed to with one's thumb or finger. So that's just one example. There are many scenarios where it would be permissible for a Jew to do malacha for their own needs or for an ill person's need on Shabbos, as long as it's rabbinically prohibited and as long as they do it with a shinui. Many, many times people will ask me, does it make a difference if the person doing the malacha is the patient or someone on behalf of the patient? And that's really all the same. In other words, a Jew may do this thing on behalf of a chole on Shabbos. Another question that comes up frequently in the hospital has to do with the cooking of food. At least in the Washington area, we don't have hospitals that have kosher kitchens, but thank God we do have hospitals that have kosher food plans, which would mean they have some type of pre-packaged meal that they warm up. Is there a problem with the hospital staff warming up the meal for the Jew on Shabbos? If you think about what we discussed last time, you should realize it's no problem because it's for the sake of a chole. Let's assume it's a non-Jew doing the warming up. So it's a non-Jew warming up food for a chole on Shabbos, no problem. What is an issue that many people don't realize is it's specifically brought down in halacha that a healthy Jew may not benefit from the cooking on behalf of a chole on Shabbos. It's extremely logical. There's no allowance in halacha for the perfectly healthy spouse of the patient to have malacha done for the spouse on Shabbos just because they have a spouse who's sick. So you could certainly imagine if a non-Jew is preparing food or warming food for a chole, they might also come to expressly warm food for their visitor, which is not allowed in halacha. And therefore, to protect against that circumstance, the din is that even if the food was warmed for the chole and only for the chole, if the chole has leftovers, another Jew is not allowed to eat from those leftovers on Shabbos while still benefiting from it being warmed up. If it's some dry piece of food that now is totally cold because it's been hours since the food was served, then at that point you're really not benefiting from the fact that it was warmed up, and it would be all right for another Jew to eat it. But until that point in time, the Jew is not allowed to eat the leftovers of the warmed up meal on behalf of the Chola. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.